Hey, hello, hello. Going live for a second. We'll just wait. I don't know if anyone's gonna join us. Ah, there's somebody. Okay, get in here. Get in here. Okay, it is. Okay, good. I started a new. Well, I got disconnected from this app I'm using, and then it said it needed to reconnect, and then it like reconnected to my personal Facebook page. And I'm like, I don't want to go on my personal Facebook page. I never go on my personal Facebook page. I simply use Facebook to talk to you guys, the conservative mama crowd. Okay, so hello, hello. YouTube's joining us. Hey guys, get in here. Oh my gosh. What are we going to talk about? Welcome. There's a lot of new people that have joined since I did my Canadian trucker video. The truckers, they're tooting their horns. A lot of Canadians. Welcome, Canadian guys. I am standing with you guys. I support you. I am so proud of the truckers that are standing up for freedom. We're going to talk about that. It is unlawful what's happening in Canada. Totally agree. Gosh, Romania is up in the house. Hello, Romania. Fiji. Hey, guys. We are across the globe coming to you live from my basement. So, there is so much going on, and sometimes it's like overwhelming. And you're just like, I just want to, crawl in a hole, right? I mean, that does have its appealing moments for me. It appeals, but that's not what we're called to do. We're called to stand up, to occupy, to have a say. And that's why we do what we do, right? That's why we're engaged. So we're not backing down. We're not surrendering to the communist global reset. To the trolls on here. Welcome. I always welcome the trolls. At least you're listening. At least you're here. Even if you have mean things to say, I appreciate you not being so narrow-minded. Even if you're coming here to troll me, at least you're here. So welcome. Okay. Where do I start? First, we are hearing reports that Russia is going to invade Ukraine, or it's happening now, or it's like really vague. But also at the same time, the Ukrainian president Zelensky is supposedly going to a conference in Germany over the weekend. So I don't know. If your country's about to be invaded, are you like, hey guys, I got a conference. I got to go to a conference and then I'll be back and then we can start the invasion. Like, there's something off about all of this. So I always come back to Biden talking to the guy, I don't know where he was, but basically saying, he told the people that were, the top an attorney in Ukraine that was going to be investigating Burisma, an oil and gas company. They were going to be investigating like corruption within that company. Now, mind you, his son, Hunter, sat on that board. Now, the timeline is like, well, he wasn't on the board anymore. Or he wasn't like, that doesn't matter. Okay, what matters is the Bidens are very connected to Ukraine. Okay, let's remember that. Let's remember that they're very connected to Ukraine. And the Ukrainian government, I wouldn't say is spick and span and just completely faultless. Now, the Ukrainian people, my heart goes out to you. I would be terrified if I'm like, okay, we're going to be invaded. Like, this is very concerning. But I also have a real check with the Ukrainian government. What's really going on there, the Biden's ties to Ukraine, the Biden's ties to Russia, the Biden's ties to China. So it's like all, you know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of watching all this and I feel like we're being presented with one thing. Like, hey, this is what you're supposed to look at. This is what's happening. Oh my gosh. But something completely different and totally different is happening behind the scenes. And there's stuff that like, we don't even know about. Like, we have to take into account how corrupt all of these people are. I mean, Xi Jinping, Putin, totally corrupt, horrible, You know, and Ukrainian government is very shady and corrupt. So there's stuff that we don't even know about, right? And I love to have like you think, you know, even if you're listening to an expert, right? An expert on foreign policy and what happens in Ukraine, all this stuff, there's only stuff that it only goes so far, and then there's stuff behind the scenes that nobody even knows is what's going on. Nobody knows the deep, dark corruption that's taking place. And I feel just that we're not being told the full story. I feel like there's a lot going on, and I don't know. I think the timing, it's great timing, you know, to have a big hoopla, headlines all over the media. Ukraine, Russia invading. Oh my gosh, terrible, terrible. Look at this. Do you see what's happening over here in Ukraine? While all of this stuff with Durham is starting to come out, right? So I mean, we're in a like a giant like psychological warfare where it's like you got to stay steady, you got to stay vigilant, and when the media is making a lot of noise for you to look at something, that's when you should be on high alert to look at other things, right? Because if they're like, "Look at this is terrible. Do you see what's happening here? Look. There's other stuff going on." And let's talk about, in case you didn't know, because I saw a video yesterday. And it went viral. I think it was Libs of TikTok, which is an awesome account on Twitter. They posted a video of Hillary Clinton coming out of some big building in Manhattan, like downtown New York or whatever. I think she was in New York. And there was a mob of people, like massive mob of people screaming at her, like, lock her up. We know what you did. Jail time, like going off. And I'm like, oh my God, I've never seen this before. I've never seen, I mean, you know, at Trump rallies. Yeah, you know, lock her up, those chants. But never have I seen like just a public mass amount of people. And this is like not like conservative territory here, that, you know, New York, of people screaming, we know what you did. You know, you're corrupt. And then somebody commented, they're like, what did she do? Like, what, why are they yelling at her? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like these people that listen to the mainstream media. Like that, sit down and they're like, okay, it's 6 p.m. Let's see what the main, you know, let's see what the news is saying. They have no idea what's going on, like none whatsoever. Basically, an independent prosecutor, Durham, has brought forth. He is saying that he has evidence, alleged evidence, until it's presented in court. It's all alleged, so be careful with that word. Alleged evidence that there are direct ties that the Clinton campaign hacked a private citizen, Donald Trump, when he was running for president. And then they also hacked and you know, messed with servers while he was president. Okay. In order to make it look like he was colluding with Russia. That's a big deal. That's treason. If true, it's alleged. So if John Durham can bring forth evidence saying, hey, this happened, these people are talking, it's all right here, this is a really big deal. Now I get it. Everyone's like, okay, yeah, like, ooh, yeah, you know, two-tier justice system. That's great. You know, that's great. We know this, but nothing's gonna happen, okay? Well, I'm hearing that there are going to be more indictments. So I think somebody's talking. Somebody's talking. And where it leads, I don't know. I would love to see justice prevail here. I would love to be like, yes, finally. Oh my gosh. Like we've known about this for years. We've been talking about it for years. And finally, like it's coming to the forefront. It's being exposed. And now let's see some justice take place. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. But this news is dropping. Like no mainstream media is covering it. They're like, no, it's not happening. Just look at Ukraine. Look at Ukraine, you guys. Like seriously, look at Ukraine. So they're like, yeah, over here. But that is happening. Like that did happen this last week. That's a really big deal, if true. And so pay attention to that. Pay attention to that. Okay, so really quick, I know it's Friday. You guys are like, oh, wait, why are you on here for like Friday afternoon, Rachel? Like, honestly, don't you have better things to do? No, I don't. No, I do, but you know, I'm a mom, and this is when I could fit it in. So, I am so disheartened with what I'm seeing happen in Canada right now. And today we're seeing like arrests take place. We're seeing children taken away from their parents that have been involved in this protest. We're seeing veterans that have served beaten by police. We're seeing just a peaceful protest being maligned, attacked, ridiculed, for people that are just simply saying, "Hey, we want freedom." And I know people are like, "Oh, freedom! Freedom is a precious gift, and it's not bestowed to you on your by your government. Like, it's not like the government's like, hey, we're gonna allow you to do this or allow you to that." We have God-given freedom as human beings. And if you don't have a right to say what is injected into your body, if you can't feed your family, if you can't take your kids out to a movie, without saying whether or not you want something injected into your body, if you don't have that say, if you don't own you own nothing. I want you to understand that you own absolutely nothing if you don't own you. Nothing. You don't own that car. You don't own your house. You have definitely no say over what happens to your children if you don't have a say of what happens over your own body. And to the people like, oh, they have a choice. Like, they have a choice. They could like just go find another job, or they could just, you know, like there's no choice. Okay. If you can't feed your family, then the choice has been taken away and you're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself. And to the trolls, I just want you to just for a second, just for a moment, because there are people that are actually ridiculing these truckers that are simply saying, hey, I want to own my body. I want to have a say over what happens to my body, and I still want to be able to feed my family. There are people that are actually siding with authoritarians here. Trudeau is shutting, he's freezing bank accounts. He's gone like full Fidel Castro right now in Canada. Guy's lost it. He's gone full tyrant. You never go full tyrant. He's gone full tyrant. Okay? So for all for the trolls, okay? I want you to imagine that Donald Trump is president, okay? And he is demanding that you inject yourself with something that he wants you to inject yourself with. He's demanding it. He is demanding you will not eat, you won't be able to go anywhere, you won't be able to attend any events unless you do what Donald Trump wants you to do. He wants you to inject yourself with this serum, and if you don't do it, all of your rights will be taken away. They're going to freeze your bank accounts. You guys would be losing your crap right now. You would be screaming at the top of your lungs, this tyrant needs to be ousted from office. You'd be stomping on Washington, D.C. You would be doing everything possible to get this dictator out of the White House. Okay? Well, that's what's happening in Canada. That's what Biden has been doing throughout the last year, and however, wherever we are in time. It's just been a hot mess with that guy there. And they are literally going over and abroad, like taking over your individual rights and freedom. Okay? You guys wouldn't put up with it if Trump was doing that. You would be. So this isn't, and this is what people need to get past. Like, they're so stuck on the jab. It's hard to say this because of censorship. They're so stuck on that it's not about that. Like, if you want to take that, take it. I'm not your doctor. I'm not going to tell you what to do about your own health. Like, you own you. This is about you having a say over what goes into your body. And that, I don't care who you are. What side of the aisle you're on, whether you're far left or far right or whatever, you have to own this. You have to own you. And if you give yourself over to the government, the amount of trust, I'm blown away at the amount of people that want to be told what to do. And then I'm blown away by the amount of people that trust the government. Like, if you ever, ha I mean, have you ever read history? Have you ever studied what happens when you give power and more power and more power and more power over to an entity, a government? Have you not studied history? They go crazy every single time. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. So if you're, it's just a small shot. Just take the shot. Oh my gosh, it's not a big deal. Just put that on your face. It's just not a big deal. Just do it. Just stop driving your car every other day. You're hurting the environment. Just stop. It's not a big deal. They take and they take and they take and they will never stop taking. You think at one point, oh, they'll be fine. Like they're okay. Like it's just a little bit. But before you know it, you wake up and you're in Venezuela. And oh, you're being so dramatic, Rachel. You're being so dramatic. Talk to the people in Venezuela that were just like 30, 40 years ago. I mean, it happens quick. And you have to stay alert and you have to pump the brakes on big government. They keep taking. They always want to take. They're not going to be ever content. I mean, so, and that's what, like, even like to the trolls, they're like, oh, you know, it is a big deal. It's a big deal. And this is something you got to stand on. If you don't own you, it's like, goodbye. Like, thanks for playing. It's over. But that's what the globalists want, right? I mean, that's the ultimate goal, is you own nothing. You don't even own your own body. You are complete control of the state. And so this fight, I mean, I'm talking, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. You need to get behind the people standing up for bodily autonomy and for freedom and for individual liberty. Like you have, like it's now because at some point it'll be someone you don't like in office. Right. And you're not going to allow that person to override your individual rights and tell you what you can and cannot do and tell you that you have to inject yourself with something or you can't feed your family. You have to see it. You have to see it on the bigger picture here. Okay. And don't tell me it's about a disease that's been around now for a couple of years when you see a policeman dropping veterans and punching people in the face and attacking them with their dogs, that it's about health. Don't tell me that. And don't tell me it's for the greater good. What is the greater good? Can somebody on here tell me what the greater good is? And who defines what the greater good is? Who defines it? Who defines it? China, the CCP, do they decide what the greater good is? Trudeau, does he get to decide what the greater good is? Does Biden get to decide what the greater good is? When you say, okay, these people get to decide what the greater good is, like you should know that it never ends well when you give these people more authority and power. It never ends well. And we're at a pivotal moment right now where everybody has to stand behind freedom. It's for your kids. It's for your grandkids. And I'm hearing that there's going to be a convoy, a freedom convoy in the U.S. Get behind these people. Support them. Support them. Donate to them. Even though don't do it through GoFundMe. My goodness, those people are crazy. Get behind these people, support them, stock up on some food because it could get a little dicey. Because if these truckers really do strike and they're really like, hey, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And that means they're not going to be delivering food to the grocery stores. I mean, people don't understand that. Like our world runs on the truckers. Like ever look, just stop for a second and look at the things around you. It all got here on a truck. All of it, you know? And what's crazy to me is these people that were like cheering on, like through the, you know, in the midst of the pandemic, like, oh, the truckers are keeping the grocery shelves, you know, they're just keeping them, you know, full. And we're just so thankful for them. And oh, yay to the nurses. They're just doing their job and made them. And then in 2021 and then 2022, they become the enemy. Because they want to have a say what happens over their body. How hypocritical are all of these people that are judging them? How hypocritical. People need to check their hearts. Because at the end of the day, we're all humans. And at the end of the day, people make their own decisions. And you don't know why they make the decisions they make, but you're not to judge them. You're not to say, well, they should inject themselves and they're putting people at risk if they don't. And they need to be tied up and thrown in jail and their kids need to be taken away from them. You have no idea why people are making the choices they're making. And it's amazing to me the people that are so quick to judge, to cast that stone, to condemn, to ridicule. And these people that are doing this are the ones that are tolerant, which is an absolute joke. Absolute joke to me. You're not tolerant if you're not respecting somebody else's choice over what happens with their own health. Your health is the most precious. I mean, it is. If you don't have your health, I mean, you can't buy health, right? You can't. And if somebody feels like, hey, I don't feel like this is right for me, I don't feel like I'm supposed to do this, respect them. Like, why is that so hard? And we're letting the media divide us. We're letting politicians divide us. We're letting just all COVID, all of it divide us. But that's what they want. Because when you divide, you conquer. And this is when we need to unite. This is when we need to unite. Say, you know what? I really don't like the MAGA folks. I just don't like them. But I do believe that people should have a say over what's injected into their body. You know, I really don't like those people or these people or whatever, but I do believe in individual liberty. I do. And so I'm going to stand up for it. I'm going to stand up for it. And it starts with your voice. It starts with using your voice. There's so much power in your words. There's so much power in speaking up and speaking out. And there's also power in prayer. For those new here, I am a Christian, Jesus first in my life, and there is power in prayer. Never underestimate the power of prayer. And you always have to remember that this fight, though it looks physical and even psychological, it's spiritual. We're in a spiritual battle, okay? Because God is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I think that's 2 Corinthians 3:17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. And what we're witnessing right now is not freedom, okay? This is not freedom. This is the spirit of control, and it's communism. And it's authoritarianism, and it's contrary to God. It's contrary to what God desires, and it's liberty, and that's freedom. And that's an easy way to say, like, who are the good guys? The good guys are the ones fighting for freedom. And to the police officers out there are so many people that have stood with you guys. We have stood with you. We have backed the blue. We have been on your team, but I'm telling you right now, if you try to side with authoritarianism in the midst of all this, if you are stopping people from peacefully protesting, if you are forcing people to go against their will when it comes to standing up for freedom and liberty, and you're kicking people and you're hitting them and you're jailing them. And you're doing it all in the name of what? Not in freedom. It's in control. It's in communism. You're doing that. And that's wrong. And I will not stand with you. And you're not the good guy right here. If you're obeying dictators and tyrants, you're not the good guy. You're not the good guy. And long ago, throughout history, I was just following orders. I was just following orders. There's a time to rise up and not follow orders if those orders are wrong. And you know they're wrong. So that's just what I have to say. I don't have any like beautiful wind down on my quick live here, but I just want to say that in the midst of all of this, and I do say this, and I say this frequently, we were called for this time. Okay. You're born for such a time as this. And to use prayer and to use your voice. Okay. But also at the same time, know your audience. I can't tell you how many hours I've wasted arguing with people that were completely spiritually dead and completely closed off. And we're not to do that. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Honestly, just don't do it. If you're with somebody and they're there, they want to have a good dialogue, they want to have a good debate, then engage. But don't waste it. I mean, honestly, don't waste your time. Convert and speak to the people that have open minds and open hearts. All right, you guys, what's going on here? Yeah, leaders now have no soul. We have a lot of leaders out there that are not good guys. They're not on the good guy team. They want to control you. They want to control you. And immediately, if someone wants to control you, like I said, they don't have freedom on their side. And so they're not on God's side, because God is freedom. He's for freedom. So that's an easy way to, like, because people are like, I don't know, like, are they, who's the good guys? Who's the bad guys? Easy, easy. The people fighting for liberty and freedom are the good guys. Like, it's just, let's see here. Worry for my kids. Well, you know what, Donald? Like I said, your kids are born for this time. Like, God knew your children before he formed them. And he placed them on this planet for this time. They are equipped. And you are to simply guide them. To guide them and guide them towards God. And give them just a clear understanding of, like, your individual rights. Like, it's very important for people to know individual rights. It's very important for you guys to know that you own you, that you're entitled to, you know, the Bill of Rights. It's important to know all of these things. And so, and we've lost that. We've lost that. Scary times. Scary times, yes. But also, like, I feel like in the midst of, like, sometimes the dark times, in midst of, like, hey, this is really dark, I do say it's easier for the light to shine, right? And I say this often, like, if you were to turn all the lights off in a room and somebody was to get out a flashlight, you'd see the flashlight, you'd see that light. But it's not as easy to see the light or to see what's right or see what's when all of the lights are on. Like, sometimes it has to get dark for you to clearly see. And I think that's what's happening. Like, as all of these things are, different events are taking place, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's easier to start to see the truth. It's easier to start to see, like, what's really taking place. It's easier to see the plan that has been put into place. And then you can really target. You can really target and pray, because you know what you're up against. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that helps. Well, yes, we are the light. Amen. Get into the Bible. Yes, get into the Bible. Get around people that have faith. Right. I mean, I went to a prayer meeting this morning with just some strong women of faith, and in that, iron sharpens iron, right? Like, you need other people to lift you up and encourage you. Think of Moses, right? When in the midst of this huge battle that he's overseeing in the Bible, like, he needed, was it Ur and Aaron? I think it was Ur and Aaron. Come up and lift up his arms, right? You need other people around you. So get in a support system, right? Find other people that will support and encourage you. I don't understand why people can't see what's happening. Spiritual blindness. Honestly, spiritual blindness. Because I question that. Because I know a lot of intelligent people. And I'm like, they can't see it. Like, and I'm like, how? They're smart. They're educated. Like, I don't. How do they not see what's really taking place? Spiritual blindness. Spiritual blindness. So you have to be spiritually awake, and you have to be, like, and these people, like, a lot of these people, like, they're not around other people that are spiritually awake, right? So I think that's a huge issue. All right. You've lost so many friends that you grow up with because of this. Yes. This is another thing. Like, I think that, And I've lost friends. I have lost friends. I've lost friends and I've had family. Just cannot stand it. Cannot stand what I do, what I say. At the end of the day, you have to go after the truth. The truth is what sets you free. The truth is what brings liberty. And the truth is what really matters. And you have to pursue that, right? And you're going to have people that don't like the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to be around the truth. They want to know. I mean, and I got to remember, look at what they did to Jesus, right? Jesus, and we talked about this morning, Jesus hung on that cross and everybody abandoned him. Well, John was still there in his and Mary, but like his best buds were gone. Peter was like, I don't know him. And he did that three times. Like, oh, can you imagine these people that have walked with you and hung with you and been through so much with you, and they've seen you perform miracles. They've seen the truth. And they turned. And they turn, and they just, I can't imagine that pain that Jesus went through. And sometimes when you're walking, God will take you on a path where you do walk alone for a while. And I think that time is when you're to draw near to him. That time is when you're like, okay, it's just me and you, God. It's just me and you. But it's in that time that intimacy forms with the Father, right? You're able to hear his voice more clearly. You're able to discern more easily. You're able to see things because you're spending more time with him. There's a lot of things that this world tries to distract us with constantly trying to distract us. And God's just saying, hey, I got you. Come over here. Let's spend some time together. I can show you what's going on. I can guide you. I can protect you. I can be all that you ever need. I am all that you need. And so sometimes when we walk through those lonely periods, and I've had them, that's when I've gone and pressed into God even more than before, because it's vital in these times, but it's also special because you're able to, when you're be still and know that I'm God, when you're still, that's when you can hear, right? If you're constantly talking, if you're constantly busy, if you're constantly distracted, then you can't hear. And I think these times right now, we need to be slow to speak and quick to listen, because God is in this. Like, all of this you're seeing, it's not like he's thrown off or he's like, oh my gosh, what? Like, I didn't know this was going to happen. He knows, but he sent his Spirit, right? His Holy Spirit to be with us, to guide us, to navigate us through these times. And our job is to be sensitive to that. Right? To be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to be led by the Holy Spirit. And that's how you get through this, right? That's how you get through this. And you come out stronger. You come out stronger because you've learned how to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, but you've learned that this is a spiritual battle, and your faith has grown in the midst of it all. So now I'm just talking. Not that I haven't talking, but, So back to, you know, losing friends and feeling alone, use this to your advantage, use it to get closer to God. So, all right, you guys. All right. Faith the size of a mustard seed. Amen. It doesn't take a lot. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to know the Bible inside and out. Just all you have to do is just talk to God. Like, that's what I tell my kids, like, because, you know, you like learning to pray. There's not just talk to him. Just it's a simple conversation. He wants to know. He desperately wants to talk to you. So just talk to him and he will guide you. He'll lead you. All right. All right. I can't live under fascism. I can't either. That's why we're doing what we do. That's why we speak up. And Occupy the territory you have, right? Occupy, you have a sphere of influence. Every single person on here has a sphere of influence, whether it's, you know, you just as a mom, your own home, your community, you know, you can branch out, but you have a sphere of influence and you can have a say in that sphere, of influence. So, all right. I'm praying that the truth is revealed. Amen. And we prayed on that this morning. Truth, just exposing the truth and exposing what has been hidden in darkness. I think there's a lot. There's so much corruption, and just that the light would shine, right? And expose it. So, okay, you guys, I'm going to sign off. I've been on here for too long. People don't listen this long. They're like, oh my gosh, she's still talking. So annoying. Okay. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend and keep praying, keep speaking up, and we'll talk again soon. Bye, guys.